We'll see how that pans out in terms of the transfers across the board, whether it's myself or Thomas Pringle. But what I would say is this: I was privileged to be elected by the people of Donegal North East and to represent them for the last 5 years. And if it's the will of the people that I'm not to continue in that role, I respect that, I accept that. I'll say this though, I will continue to fight for the people of this county in a way that I haven't done before.
It appears that this 7 votes gap is not going to be overcome or extended. So Gary Doherty most likely then to be eliminated as expected. How far ahead of Thomas Pringle do you feel that you need to be before we start going through Desi Shields votes, for instance?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it was a setback for us last night whenever we learned that Desi Shields had overtaken Gary, because what we needed was those transfers to go to Pierce Doherty to push him closer to the quota.
So you need, so he didn't use up the votes that you need, really, in a very simple way.
Yeah, well, I mean, exactly. I mean, for the listeners at home, if we get Pierce Doherty a couple of hundred votes away from quota, that means the vast majority of Gary Doherty's transfers will come to me. So the closer Pierce gets the quota, the better for myself. So, you know, so obviously our party wanted to challenge those 7 votes, because those 7 votes could be the difference between winning and losing a seat at this stage. After that, then, they tell me that even if, you know, Gary's votes are eliminated next, there still is a chance that I could still win the seat. So, you know, if you had said to me 10 years ago that I would be a TD for 5 years and have a chance of being re-elected again down to the wire, I would have been extremely grateful for that opportunity.
I know you are being gracious, but is that gracious perhaps born of are you resigned to losing this seat?
No, I'm not resigned. I mean, I genuinely don't know how this is going to pan out.
I don't think anyone does.
I don't think anybody can call it at this stage. You know, I, as I say, the thing about elections is that I described it earlier on. People asked me about, you know, strategies and three candidates and so on. I mean, if you're a football manager and you've got a big game ahead, you've got a plan based on the information you have. You've got to deploy your tactics, your strategy. And sometimes when the game kicks in, events can overtake you. What happened in Donegal was there was a surge for Fianna Fáil, 25%. I mean, what's happened in Donegal is that Fianna Fáil have taken all of the losses of Fine Gael. Mm-hmm. And that's a remarkable outcome for them. And I congratulate them on
that. Which Fine Gael did in the previous election.
Yeah. And I congratulate Fianna Fáil, congratulate Charlie McConlogue on his election. You know, he's a hard-working TD. And, you know, for ourselves, we've taken 28% of the vote again.
But your performance, given how well you've done in the past, given the high profile within the party, a spokesperson on some really big issues, high profile committee chairmanships and memberships and what have you. Firstly, the first preference was very low, and then Pádraig, too, looking down as we've went through the transfers, you didn't seem very transfer friendly at all. Now, I've spoken to lots of people, and it's not because you're not a nice fella, if you know what I'm saying. There's something more to that. And, you know, I think maybe you've talked of it yourself a little bit. Are you seen maybe as Dublin centric? Could that be a problem?
Well, I would acknowledge this. I mean, I have worked, you know, my backside off. I've worked hard. I'm here 240 days a year, as is Charlie McConlogue. We're down in the Dáil 120 days, so I'm here on the ground working my backside off those periods. But I acknowledge this. I think there may have been a perception, because I would have been, you know, dealing with justice and equality issues for Sinn Féin, often very controversial issues. That's
demanded
my responsibility.
On
the TV, that there might have been a perception that I was down in Dublin a bit more than the average TD, which wasn't the case. Mm. And, you know, that's...
Is anyone spreading that?
Well, we did pick up, if I'm being honest, from the canvas, yes. We do believe that political opponents were raising it on many, many doors, saying
that... So he's never here half the time.
Exactly.
Anyway,
they're basically saying their candidate is based in Donegal and he's down in Dublin. Now, that is deeply unfair, but the problem with a canvas is at the very end of the campaign. Sometimes you learn about these things, it's too late to reverse it. And, you know, for me, I suppose what I would say is this, is yes, opponents will do those things on the door, but we also, you know, as a party, need to say, we've taken 28% of the vote. That's great. We've held that 20,000 votes, is a lot of votes, but we've more work to do. And there will be lessons to be learned. I'm a humble person, you know, I'm here with humility, and I'll accept the decision, whether I win or lose, with grace of the people. But I also know that our party, you know, will work harder than ever in the time ahead to build support to the next level. We probably didn't see the surge for Fianna Fáil to the extent that it has been, and that may have been why we're in difficulty for the second seat.
The three-candidate strategy, which Deputy Doherty told us last night he was a proponent of, one of the promoters of it, if not an orchestrator of it, I don't know, but he said he was very much in favour of it. That's less of it. That's got less to do with this, do you think, than perhaps maybe some negative campaigning against you by others, or a perception, or whatever happened? What I'm trying to say is, how much of this do you put down to the three-candidate strategy?
I think there's a combination of factors, you know. I mean, we're all experts, you know, in hindsight. We all have 20/20 vision with hindsight. But whenever the decision that we took to run a third candidate, at that time, based on the information we had, the research we were doing, we felt that, you know, that was the thing to do. Mm. Now, you know, as it's panned out, you know, that was probably a mistake. But I don't get into the blame game. And similarly, you know, opponents will always say things on the door. You can't get into that. You know, you acknowledge just different issues. I have to take responsibility personally that I have to deliver a certain vote as part of a campaign, and I didn't.